The Noah's Ark charity supports 73,000 children each year. Children and families are at the heart of everything that we do. We fund new and innovative equipment and facilities and provide emotional support services to patients and their families. We strive to make the hospital a less frightening and more familiar place. We do this by sprinkling a little fun and happiness into hospital days through our Sparkle Fund. And this is all made possible by people like you. Thank you for your support.
It's Jane and I'm in Poncanna Fields. I'm at the village for the Noah's Ark Charity 5K Dash. I think I've just run more than 5K. Quite an eventful morning before we even start. Roadblocks and me and Luke rescuing a squirrel.
It is a lovely afternoon, even though it's stopped raining, and I'm joined now by both Corey and Katie. Hello.
Hi.
So, Katie, do tell me about Corey, because what Noah's Ark has meant to you.
So, Corey's been an inpatient for the last 4 years. And he's received 21 surgeries in that time. Unfortunately, there's nothing else that the Heath Hospital can do, so we've been transferred to Great Ormond Street Hospital. But it's a thank you for the last 4 years to his bladder nurses and all the staff on our wards.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Corey. And can I ask, are you looking forward to the race today?
Yes.
And I have heard that Stitch is going to be making an appearance in a few minutes.
Too cool for Stitch.
Too cool for Stitch. No, but you're looking forward to the run. That's the most important thing.
I was driving into Cardiff earlier on, and it was pouring down. I thought, oh, no. I thought they're all going to be down at Poncanna Fields. They're going to get soaked.
My full wet weather kit.
Jane's come prepared.
I've got my trousers. I've got everything. That's why the sun's
well,
on.
To be fair, Jane, I'm glad you got trousers on. Otherwise, we'd been having a conversation.
It is the Noah's Ark 5K Superhero Dash, and I'm joined by Jenna. Hello, Jenna.
Hiya.
So do tell me, what are you running for today?
Well, we're running to raise money because Noah's Ark have been looking after my youngest daughter, Annie.
Oh, hello, Annie. Hello.
Oh, she smiles.
So what does today actually mean for you as someone who's a mother and also for the charity?
It means everything to us because obviously without the charity and the hospital, Annie wouldn't be with us today. So the hospital have literally saved her life. So it means the world to us to just be able to come down here and play a part.
Oh, absolutely. And even though the race hasn't officially begun, are you enjoying the atmosphere today?
Yeah, it's a lovely atmosphere. It's brilliant for the kids down here as well. Loads to do.
And I might be a little cheeky question. Is Annie going to be running in the 5K?
Well, she's going to be pushed in the 5K in her first year. She got the easy bit, bless her.
Oh,
lots of smiles.
I'm here with Megan on Poncanna Fields, and Megan is a student nurse on the Noah's Ark. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. It's lovely to see so many people here. The sun's come out, so yeah, it's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a good day. And are you running?
I'm going to try and run as much as I can, yeah.
So being a student nurse then on the ward, how does today impact the ward and the children?
Well, the money raised today is, you know, it covers everything, the things you see on the ward. It impacts families, patients, you know, play therapists,
yeah.
Things outside of the ward, you know, just to keep everyone's spirits high. It's so important to get involved with things like this, just, you know, to give the patients and the families the best care that we can.
Yeah, and it's lovely seeing so many of the children getting involved.
Absolutely,
as well, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, I know it won't be long now until you're running, so all the best.
Thank you very much.
And thank you so much for talking to us on Radio Glamorgan.
No problem at all.
Thank you very much.
And we're just waiting for the race to kick off, and I am joined by Jolie. Hello, Jolie.
Hello.
So I have to start by asking, I'm fascinated by your Kate, so do tell me about Zara the Brave.
So Zara was born in December. She's my daughter. She was born 10 weeks premature. She was just 2 pounds when she was born. And she was thriving in hospital, and we came home in the January, and then in the February she became ill, she had pneumonia, so she was cared for by Noah's Ark. in February. So we're here today to support Noah's Ark and give back to Noah's Ark charity.
Amazing. And tell me about Noah's Ark, because a day like today, especially, you know, showing support, how have they been with Zara?
They were amazing. They looked after her really well. When we arrived at Piku, she was the smallest baby on the ward, so obviously Thea sat in straight away. Obviously the other children were a lot bigger, so they were really good in supporting me and reassuring me and letting me know that everything would be okay, and thankfully everything was okay, and she's here today with us, happy and healthy.
Amazing. And are you looking forward to the run in a few minutes' time?
Yes, we are. We're all ready to go. And Zara's here and my other daughter's here. So we're all ready.
And will Zara be pushed along?
Yes, we're taking Zara with us, yeah. So she'll be with us. She's just at the end there in her costume.
Oh, she's so cute. And especially as Wonder Woman as well.
Yes, just as Wonder Woman. Yeah. Star of the show.
Welcome and thank you and round of applause so far to the amazing Characters & Co for hosting our stage and all our entertainment. Big up Characters & Co! Okay, superheroes, the time is almost upon us. I would just love to read you a little message from Noah's Ark, and then the lovely Ray is going to lead us in our war. So, on behalf of the whole charity team, the staff of Noah's Ark Children's Hospital, and the 73,000 families who are cared for each year, thank you for joining us at the Superhero Dash 2023.
I thought we had superheroes here and we're a lot louder than that. I said, are we ready?
Yes!
Oh my God. Right. Looks like we've got all the runners ready. Is Spider-Man ready? Batman ready?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody else. Okay. Right then, guys. When I start counting down, nobody leaves until we hit one, okay? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1,
yay! And here they go. The Superhero Dash has officially begun. 5K across the Poncana Field into Butte Park. I can see Iron Man. I can see Thor. I can see The Flash. I can even see someone dressed as Buzz Lightyear. And not only that, Billy Blue is right over there. If you don't mind, I'm going to go and run along.
Absolutely love it. The atmosphere is incredible. Everyone is just so supportive. Everyone's cheering everyone on. It's amazing. It's such a, what an atmosphere. What
an atmosphere. Totally, absolutely.
And whilst all the kids are still enjoying themselves as well.
Yes,
which
I agree.
Would you think they'd be knackered after that sort of run?
Well, when you think, I don't think it was that long for them anyway.
Well, true. They got energy to burn.
Ha, yes. Yes, not as much energy as I have. Well, it looks like that the first person has returned, representing Ella's army.
I'm here with Abby and I've just seen her cross the finish line. Abby, you were awesome.
Thank you.
So can you tell me a little bit of why you ran this today?
Well, 4 years ago I was in Noah's Ark. I was in the intensive care. I was in a coma for a week and they told me that I'd never be able to walk again or anything. So today was a really big day for me as a milestone, but I also raised £200 for Noah's Ark.
That is absolutely awesome. And I seen you cross the finish line. My colleagues seen you cross the finish line. And honestly, my love, you know, you're so emotional and we felt so emotional for you, and it's absolutely wonderful. Come here, give me a touch.
Oh, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much for talking to us today. Thank you. I'm at the finish line and I finally caught up with Morgan again from the charity Noah's Ark, and it's just an absolutely fantastic atmosphere. What a brilliant day, Morgan.
Oh, thank you all so much for coming. We've absolutely loved having you here with us to celebrate.
celebrate today, and we hope you all come again next year.
We would love to come again, and thank you so much on behalf of everybody at Rachel de Hogan.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, that was Morgan from the Noah's Ark, and what an absolutely fantastic day it's been. I just can't say enough about it. The children have been absolutely awesome. Just, that's all I can say. The emotion coming over the line.
You need to explain to everyone, because Jane mentioned it in her first link, and you need to explain to me and to Sam, what's this with a squirrel?
Right, well, basically, so we were walking down to the Superhero Dash.
Yeah.
And we saw these two people with a baby squirrel. A baby squirrel was trying to jump up on top of them.
Right, okay.
We didn't know what to do with it. And Jane, bless her, you didn't want to leave him, did you?
I did not, no, I wouldn't, love it. It was tiny. I said, Luke, catch it, please. So I give him my coat, and he caught it, fair play, and then he put it on a tree, didn't he, Luke?
I did.
But then the squirrel ran back to Luke. So then we caught it again, and this lady took it. She put it in her hat, and she took it home.
What, if they took the squirrel home?
Yes, they took the squirrel. Well, we couldn't bring it with us, could we?
Well, no, but I suppose now we know what they're having
for tea
tonight.
And anyway, they didn't have a radio Morgan jersey on like me, so
it wouldn't... So the message that I read when I got to the studio was, sorry, we're running a tad late. Jane refused to leave a baby squirrel in the park. It's now been rescued.
She did.
That needed so much context, because there was nothing before it and nothing after it. So I'm glad you've sorted that, and I'm glad we've cleared that up, to be fair.
All right, so we're just finishing up now at Poncana Fields. And what a day, guys.
Absolutely. An amazing day.
Yes.
What can I say? I mean, we've been here since about... 11:45. The atmosphere has just been electrifying, and just hearing so many great stories from people who have been wanting to thank Noah's Ark for saving their children and just giving them a lifeline. It's been an emotional and really wonderful day. Wouldn't you agree, Jane?
I totally agree, Luke. Really inspirational, and some of the stories are so emotional, but such positivity and just total inspiration, and the children look absolutely amazing.
Oh, I agree, and it's funny, as we're saying this, we're seeing two golden retrievers fighting.
One's dressed as Wonder Woman, so gives you some perspective.
Brilliant. Some of the costumes are excellent. We've seen Super Mario, yeah. We've seen
Incredibles.
Spider-Man, the Incredibles family came
Batman.
Through.
Batman.
Yeah,
loads of Batman, actually, and, and Banana Man, who you actually didn't realise was actually a superhero.
I'll be honest, I thought the costume was awful. But there we are. But yeah, thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the content. And listen, if you can't get down this year, well, it's too late now anyway, but next year, we're absolutely going to come down again next year.
It is a must.
And we're going to be involved.
And
we would encourage you to get involved as well.
And I might run next year's one.
Goodness.
Yes, we did say one of us should have run.
Who are you going to dress up as? Have you thought about that yet?
Wait and see.
There we are. There's the surprise
for
next year, everyone.
That's something to look forward to, isn't it? Wait and see.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.